Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Dr. Glovina Show. I do hope that you are here with me right now as we're looking at the shift. Yeah, we're talking about the shift, and really what we focused on is how do we make this shift? Well, one of the ways we can make the shift is by making affirmations. And basically, what is an affirmation? An affirmation, it's a statement, it's a pronouncement, it's a declaration, a decree. And often what affirmations do is that they actually can just move us into a desired future. It helps us with our desired goals to move us forward. You know, we briefly took a look at a couple by the name of a biblical couple, Abram and Sarai. And their name was changed. You know, they were given a promise when he was 75 years old, an elderly man. He was given a promise that he would become a father of many nations. And God gave him some directions and instructions. And these directions and instructions actually shifted this man's life. And we can receive directions and instructions from God that can shift our life in a better direction, for a brighter future. And so this couple, they were giving some directions. God told them to, instructed them to leave their country. They were living in a place called Ur, and today it's known as, it's modern day Iraq. And God told them to move on to Canaan. And as they were going, Canaan actually being modern day the Israel region, because they followed God's instructions, they received a shift in their life. And it was a positive shift. It doesn't mean that it was without some challenges. And even as we shift, we face challenges. But I want you to continue to step out on faith. Continue to step out on faith. And making those positive affirmations, you know, those positive statements, pronouncements, positive assertions, positive declarations, and they will encourage you. You know, I touched upon the fact that we're making affirmations sometimes, I'm not going to say unaware, but maybe not quite aware of the impact that it will have on our life. And sometimes we're making affirmations and we're asking for things that we really don't want in our life. And sometimes it's just out of habit. But when we shift, we can shift to new habits. We can make the shift to make more positive affirmations that take us to the place where we want to be in life. You know, I had mentioned, I said, sometimes we make an affirmation that is negative. Yeah. We can make an affirmation, for example, and say, I'm fat, when really you want your desired goal to be reflected in your future, to have the appropriate weight for your, for example, for your age and for your lifestyle. Sometimes we can make an affirmation, we don't want this in our life, because remember, the affirmation is spoken in present tense as if it already is. But what it does is that it transforms and shapes our future to the desired goal that we want. It's going to shape it, but is it what we want? You know, a person can make an affirmation and say, you know, I'm really an idiot. You don't want that in your future nor in your life now. Or I'm really poor. These are things that you don't want. I don't have time. these are affirmations, but they're not taking us where we want to go. Affirmation. We want to structure those affirmations where they begin to change our deepest thoughts and they reach in and transform our future. Yeah. So you want to be repetitive with the positive affirmations. You want to repeat them. But listen, don't say what you don't want in your life. Say the affirmations that you want to see in your life. Make the statements, the pronouncements of what you want to see in your life. Use them, and really, you can get emotional about them. You know, sometimes we're just going to go through this a little bit. Abraham, he was a man, as I mentioned. He and his wife, they came from a city by the name of Ur, which is modern-day Iraq. And this man became a father of many nations. So, and he did it by faith. He shifted his life by faith. Yeah. He became a father when he was an elderly man. Abram is being called by God to leave his hometown for an unknown destination. Yeah. Maybe you're being called to an unknown dream and you're shifting to it. Well, affirmations can help you to get to that new level, can get you on the journey where you need to go in order to fulfill the promise that God has given you. So my encouragement for you is this. What has God promised you? What have you put on the back burner that now perhaps needs to come forward? Begin to speak those positive affirmations. Speak them by faith. It may not look like it right now, but speak it by faith. Because, you know, a beautiful thing happened when Abraham and Sarah, well, first of all, their names were Abram and Sarai, and God changed their names. And when he changed their names, they shifted. They shifted to a new role, to a new position. And listen, and if you ask me, even though it took time, the promise was fulfilled. Even though it may be taking a little time, the promise is going to be fulfilled for you if you will continue to manifest the faith that is on the inside of you. Your faith can bring you to a new place, and your faith can sustain you while you're going there. And your faith can actually take you to places that you're dreaming of if you will have faith. Your faith thus far has brought you to this point where you are. And your faith is being tested even while you're in this new place. In the shift, your faith is being tested. And your faith is going to continue to be tested throughout your entire life. Because, you know, as Abraham and Sarah obeyed God, that great act of obedience strengthened their faith. And your act of obedience will strengthen your faith. So in spite of how things may look, as things looked pretty dim for Abraham and Sarah, because they were an elderly couple that God promised that he would bless them. See, Abraham, he could produce the seed, but his wife was barren. But guess what? In spite of how things looked, Abraham and Sarah obeyed God and they walked by faith. Don't doubt and do not walk in, listen at this word, unbelief. Walk in faith. Yeah, even if where you're walking looks like, hey, I don't know if I belong there. Don't you think Abraham and Sarah felt like that at some point? I don't know if we belong here. You may not feel like, hey, do I belong in that status of life? Do I belong with this particular elevated position in life now? Have faith to know that you do, and God will shift you there. You've been shifted for a purpose. What is it God has promised you? I asked you again. Who's moving up so you can move in? Yeah. You hear the way I said it? Who's moving up so you can move in? You know, sometimes people will purchase a home. A couple may purchase a home. Here's a scenario. And then as they live there, God blesses them and they build up equity. And then what? They're able to move on to a larger residence, maybe a more luxurious home. They move up, but then it makes room and it enables provides a space for someone else to move in, maybe a new homeowner. The shift. You may move up and God allows someone else to move in because now he's shifted you to a higher level. So let your affirmations be where you want to be, how you want your future to look. Yeah. And circumstances, listen, if anyone recognizes it, I do, they can sometimes feel a bit difficult. And this is where the act of your faith comes in. Don't you give up. Don't you dare give up. Keep moving forward. Keep speaking what you want to see in your life. Don't speak what you don't want to see. Does it take time to get to shift there? Yes, it does. Because that's a transformational phase as well. Listen, learning, this is important, learning how to speak what you want to happen. Wanting the desired results. This is where we trust in God. I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. Yeah, and when it seems difficult or you know, pivotal or insurmountable, or even if it seems impossible, step out on faith. Come on, reach into that realm, I mean the corners of your mind where you remember the promises that God made to you and begin to shift, begin to make that move toward possibility, move toward invincibility. Move toward no matter what happens, God is working it out for my good. Abraham and Sarah, they had to keep moving forward. Yes, an elderly couple moving toward conceiving a child. Even though everything looked impossible, they faced challenges, they faced trials along the way. And we do too. We do too. We face challenges. We make mistakes along the way. Sometimes we fall into sin. Sometimes we overlook, you know, have you ever seen someone make a mistake and you say, I'll never do that, and then you do it? Yeah. Sometimes we fall into error and mistakes and sins, even when we've been warned. But guess what? Come on, pick it up. Put your head up. Put your shoulders back. Ask for forgiveness. Forgive yourself as well. And keep moving forward because stuff shows up when we are shifting. Pray and ask God to forgive you and to help you. He will forgive you and he will help you. Talk to him. You know, we have a personal relationship with God. Talk with him. Talk with him. Talk with him through prayer. Think and believe that he's going to help you. Listen to his directions and his instructions. That's what Abraham and Sarah had to do. They had to listen to God, follow God's instructions, and sometimes even when they had to, you know, they had to practice what we call situational ethics. Some people agree with it, don't disagree with situational ethics, but that's not the argument that we're putting forth in this podcast. The point is, even in very difficult times, they had to do things by faith. You know, Abraham and Sarah, when they went into Egypt, Sarah was a very beautiful woman. Now, don't forget, they're on their way to the promise, and they've hit an obstacle. They go to Egypt, and while they're in Egypt, Pharaoh sees Sarah. She's a beautiful woman. At her age, she's gorgeous. And Abraham knew. He said, listen, Sarah, I know when Pharaoh sees you, he's going to want to take you as his wife because you're a bad mama, you're a good-looking woman. He says, but what I want you to do, Sarah, I want you to tell Pharaoh that you are my sister and not my wife. In a sense, it was true, but it was still situational ethics. They were half-brother and sister. They had the same father, not the same mother. And we can go into that later, but that was due to the small regions that they lived and traveled within. But he said, hey, eliminate the part about being my wife, and I want you to tell Pharaoh that you're my sister so he won't kill me. Sarah saves her husband's life by telling Pharaoh, hey, I'm his sister, I'm not his wife. Sometimes when this shift, there's situational ethics that occur. Some decisions that we have to make. But anyway, in that story, she was returned back to her husband. God intervened and took care of it. So listen, when you're in that shift, sometimes everything is not going to go as we planned, but keep speaking your positive affirmation. Even if you feel alone in your journey, like no one understands you, people are saying, why are you doing this? You already have it made. Why don't you just be satisfied where you are? You step out on faith. You go on and experience the shift that God has opened the door for you to go through. Like I said, sometimes it can be a lonely journey. But you keep moving forward. You keep trusting God. Keep trusting in the promises God has spoken and placed in your life. Don't give up, my beloveds. You know, listen, trust in God for the promises of your life. I'm going to read a scripture to you, Genesis chapter 13, verse 6. It says, and the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great so that they could not dwell together. You know, Moses is given the account of what happened. Moses wrote this story that I'm talking to you about. And he's given an account of what happened with Abraham, Sarah, and oh, by the way, brought their nephew along, Lot. But God was blessing them so that they had so much substance that they couldn't live together any longer. So in order to move forward, Abraham and Lot had to trust that God's promise was still active in their life, even as they had to go separate ways for a season. So sometimes there are some periods of loneliness when you're moving forward, when you're shifting in the promise of God. God's promise will always be reaffirmed. Read your promise. Yeah, read it. Think about it. Of course, if I said read it, get in the Word of God and see what the promises that God has given you. God has promised that even though things may look like they're not working out for your good, He'll work them out for your good. If you trust God, He's not going to bring you halfway through the water and leave you there. He's going to take you all the way. Yes, your faith is going to be tested. Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you for that positive affirmation that you just sent me. Thank you, TLC, for that beautiful affirmation that you sent. I mean, this is a live broadcast, and I just received two beautiful texts. Abraham's faith was tested, but the Lord reminded him. The Lord reaffirmed his promise to Abraham. And I'm speaking to you right now, beloved. I'm speaking to myself as well. Let's speak those affirmations that will take us to where God has destined for us to go. I want your goals to be so magnificent, and I want you to speak those magnificent words that bring your goals into manifestation. Begin to practice eliminating those negative statements. It will make a difference because you can have what you say. I want to read something else to you from Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. It says, go out and count the stars. Listen at this. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Wow. Thanks, Mom, for tuning in. Listen, God said, I want you to go out, Abraham, and I want you to count the stars. And when you look at all those stars, hey, you can't even count them. They're innumerable. You can't number them. This is how great your seed is going to be. This man is receiving a promise from Almighty God. He was waiting on his shift. Yes, he was waiting on his shift so he could move up and move forward. And you too, your shift is happening right now. As we're together on this podcast, your shift is happening now. Abraham, the word continues in Genesis 15 and 6, and he believed in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness. Oh, if you believe in God, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God is going to count it unto you as righteousness. Yeah, thank you, Shatoya. It's being counted as righteousness. I mean, here's a perfect model of faith. Come on, Abraham. Come on, my beloved. Step out and look up. And believe, and I will count it unto you as righteousness. And he believed in the Lord, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And you know, God gave him a right-thinking mind because he believed God. Yes, even if your faith is tested, stand firm. Sarah's faith was tested. She wavered. But God still kept his promise and stepped in. Allow God to extend your covenant. Allow God to extend the promise that he has given you. Allow it. I said allow it. Open up your heart, your mind, and shift, come on, to this new dimension and receive your promises. Hey, sometimes we've got to give up what may be most precious to us. Give up that position so you can move into a higher position and allow someone else to move in. This takes faith. Sometimes we're even asked to give our time, to give of what we have. Sometimes it's the most precious thing, but we always give by faith, knowing that as we give, we always receive more. A seed may leave your hand, but it will never, ever leave your life. Shift to that way of thinking. Be willing to give up to receive. Give up time to receive a more intimate relationship with God. Yeah. Hey, this is wonderful. This is powerful, what we're looking at in this podcast. We've looked at the Word of God, and it's incredible. It's simply incredible, the empowerment and the enablement that we find in the sustaining Word of God. The faith that Abraham had, it was invisible. But he brought it from the invisible realm to the visible realm. Hey, from the invisible so that it could be seen and demonstrated. Hey, you can do the same. Begin to say those I am affirmations, those I am positive statements, pronouncements, assertions, declarations. They will encourage you. And what this does, this helps us to progressively reach our desired goals. These statements, these affirmations, put them in present day tense as if it already is. Put it in a tense that's going to express an action that, as if it is current, it's right now. Yeah. And this will help us to achieve our goals. Yes, somebody said, hey, thank you, Shatoya. Said this is bringing forth so much clarity. When God gives us a promise, it is settled. It's a done deal, Shatoya says. Regardless, it's going to come to pass. Oh, thank you, Stephanie. Thank you. Thank you so much for these encouraging words. Stephanie said, thanks as always. Such a beautiful word. She's waiting for her shift so she can move up. I love you all, and I so appreciate God for you. I want to give a shout out. God bless you, Mom. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to stand on your shoulders. Yvonne, I thank God for you, and I thank God that this is helping you because it's helping all of us. Terry, God bless you. I'm reaching out to you today. I'm reaching out to my listeners. Coach LaRussia, thank you. Mr. Kane, get well and get well quick. Hi, LaDonna. Hi, Mama Joy. Hello, Louise. Thank you for listening. Wow. I want you to say those positive affirmations. Thank you, Velma and Terry. I love you. Hi, Jewel, Steen, Rosemary, Queen Jewel, Judy. Hi. Sheila, hello. Thank you for all the hard work that you put into ministry. I want to say hi to Betty in Ghana on the continent of Africa. I want to say hello to Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia, and welcome home. Jackie, I want to say hello to you, and thank you for always sending me those beautiful, cheerful messages on Monday mornings. Thank you. I'm praying for each and every one of you. I want you to know that I love you. I really do. I just don't say this. I mean it. And I know that you love me as well. Wow. Stephen and Nico and Jordan. Laura and Kayla. Allie, hello. I love you. Tandana, I love you. Hi, Brian and Kevin and Lynn and Robert and Arnold. I want to say hi to all of you. Christopher, hello. I want to say hi to Cameron. Margareta, I love you. Zara, hi in Buffalo. Hello, Courtney and Isaiah. Thank you for helping me with my podcast. Hey, you know, so many people are helping me do what I do. I don't do it alone. Helen, I want to encourage you to keep up the good work. Hey, I love you guys so much. I really do. I want to say hi to Joy in Texas. Yeah, my coaches, two great coaches. LaTorsha and LaRussia, fabulous coaches. Sonia, my beautiful niece. Hello, darling. Pastor Jane, all that great work you're doing in Africa and around the world. Dr. Patra, hey, love you guys so much. Thank you for that beautiful invitation. I want to shout out to the Willing Warriors also. They're having a fantastic gala event coming up soon. I want to say hi to Marlon and Cheryl. Chu and Carolyn, I love you. Maddie and the boys, hey, how are you? Wow, if I didn't call your name, I want you to know I love you and I'm thinking about you. Daphne, I love you and I'm thinking about you. You guys are awesome. I want you to have a beautiful day. Keep saying those affirmations.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.